They live off of the kingdom of God with all that they were, no matter what.
So here's the thing. If we love the things of the world and we go and we do fleshly things, this is all flesh here. This is all
yeah,
flesh.
Yeah, that's just the worst.
Are you walking in the Spirit?
I'm praying this morning.
No, but you loved your wife this morning, but if you go out and lay with another woman, isn't that adultery?
Yes,
yeah. So if you pray to God this morning, but this afternoon you go out and you're partaking in all the culture and the false gods of the world, are you not laying with false gods in the day? See, you've compartmentalized Christianity to say, love my wife today, ooh, I'm looking at that woman now. Mm. Doesn't work that way. Love God in the morning, love God all day long. Love God in all your ways. Love God in spirit and truth. Love God in how you act, talk, live, and dress. And here's the key. This is a good test for you. Ready? If your heart has really been born from above, that's what happened to us. Mm-hmm. Born from above. Jesus said in John 3, you must be born again. Mm-hmm. If your heart is really born from above, you know what? Pray about this. Your heart will not want the things of the world. I won't have to convince you. I can be a pretty convincing guy, right? I can talk loud. I can talk loud! I'm not here to do that. Your heart will tell you, and your conscience and the Holy Spirit will say, you know what? What's your first name?
Oscar.
Oscar? Oscar. I'm James. This is my wife, Debbie. What's your wife's name?
Suze.
Suze?
Suze. The Holy Spirit will convict you, and your desires will change. I used to be a big NFL fan. When I became born again, you know what? I watched the NFL, and I'd go, it's violent. It's a waste of time. It's fruitless. It's vain. It's covetous to win. Is any of this of God? Oh, I threw my TV out. Then I started looking at how I talk. Ah, I use cuss words sometimes. I got to change. My heart has changed. My lips have to change. Then I looked how I dressed. I was showing my body off. And I was walking around like the culture. And I said, if I'm going to be holy, holy means to be set apart for God. I got to change how I dress, how I talk, how I spend my time. Your life changed when you got married, didn't it?
Yeah.
Should our lives change when we follow Jesus? Now here's the key. Are you having to be Roman Catholic?
Yes, I am. Catholic.
Okay. See, Roman Catholicism is a false religion that teaches you go to church, say a rosary, say a prayer. No. If you're truly born again, cry out to God for a new heart. You're going to die and be judged and sent away as a Roman Catholic. You will, because you don't know God. Your heart must be transformed by the Spirit of God. And so I would challenge you with this, ready? Take a time away from the Catholic Church. And you know what you need to do as a couple? Get in the Word of God. And get in the New Testament and read it. And look at your life as a mirror and go, do our lives look like Jesus and Paul and Peter? Your lives look like the world. Does that all make sense? You must follow after Christ. You must come out of the culture. Jesus said in Mark 7, you're worshiping in vain if you keep man-made traditions. The Roman Catholics are full of man-made traditions. You know that.
We know that. Yeah.
The Pope is a false teacher. You can't follow him.
I know.
You can't follow him. And when you leave that system, you'll lose most of your family and friends. But isn't that what Jesus said it costs? He said that's what it costs to follow him. You could stay there and live happy in your life here with everybody in the world, but when you die, you're all going to hell together. Or you can repent and live for Christ now, and yes, you'll be hated and you'll lose your family and friends, but when you die, if you're faithful, guess what happens? You get to go be with him eternity. Guess what's going to happen to all the people that wanted to live this life now? They're going to be sent away. And there is no purgatory. This is a lie. You're not going to get out of hell.
I know.
Okay. I have articles on my teaching blog at don'tperish.com all about the Roman Catholic faith. If you'd like help, reach out to me. I'd love to help you. Bible study, encourage you, because we love you as our neighbor.
That's good.
You must turn and come out of this culture.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
God be praised.